Hey everyone, let's take a look today at Matthew chapter 18, and we'll start in verse 21. Then Peter came up and said to him, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. Therefore the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold, with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, 'Pay what you owe.' So this fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debts. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." In this section of Matthew, Jesus has been teaching on community life. He's addressed how we should think of and how we should relate to weaker brothers or children or smaller brothers. He's discussed what greatness means, basically checking out of the greatness game. In a prior section, the immediately prior section, he's talked about confronting the brother who has sinned. And that's a hard teaching that many churches don't like to teach and many Christians don't like to practice. But it's genuine covenant love. It's committed love. But confrontation doesn't need to be, or Jesus doesn't seem to want it to be, the final word. So we have this teaching here on forgiveness. And so Peter approaches Jesus and says, "Well, okay, so if I do this, if I confront my brother and he, you know, repents, how often should I do this before I give up?" And he says, "Well, I'll aim high, seven times." And Jesus says, no. There's different translations. This translation has 77 times. But actually, it could be 7 times 70, and it probably is that. 7 times 70 is 490. This is actually a reference to the book of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 9 and verse 21, Daniel prophesies that there's going to be 490 years, and at the end of that 490 years, the Lord would finish transgression, make an end of sin, make atonement for iniquity, bring in everlasting righteousness, seal a vision and prophecy, anoint the most holy place. That in the end of this 490 years, God would do something that was essential to Israel being who they were called to be. Remember, Israel was meant to bless the whole world. They were meant to bring God's teaching and God's forgiveness to the whole world, but they had a major block, and it was the block of sin that kept them from being what they were called to be. And so Daniel promised that in 490 years, God would do something to deal with that, to release that blockage so Israel could be the blessing to the nations that they were called to be. And of course, Jesus is saying, that is now being fulfilled in my ministry. What I am going to do is going to bring about the possibility of forgiveness so that the destiny that started with Abraham to fix what is wrong with the world through this people would come to fulfillment. So Jesus is saying that the possibility of forgiveness, the means by which forgiveness can be extended to all people, is happening in his own ministry. So Jesus is definitely referring to that, but I think he's also referring further back to Genesis. In Genesis chapter 4, Lamech, who's a descendant of Cain, has two wives, and he tells his two wives that he's killed a young man for wronging him. And he said, "I will be avenged sevenfold." And so we see the situation that begins really with Cain, where mankind keeps this record. He has a radar. He has this awareness of wrong done to him. And there's this deep motivation in the human heart and in human civilization for revenge. We could say that the original human sin is the desire to be judged, the desire to judge other people and exact what they deserve from them. Of course, this we see this in human civilization. We see it in human art, from Achilles to Hamlet to our modern movies. We have an obsession with getting our due and getting revenge. Those are movies that appeal to something deep and dark in the human heart. And Jesus is saying, I'm here to undo that. I'm here to build a new kind of community that is not based on that, that says God is the one who will judge and it is not me to do so. And that's all coming about through Jesus and his work. So then the parable is meant to illustrate this community and illustrate the ridiculousness of someone holding other people to the debts they owe them in light of the extremity of debt that's been forgiven. The sum to be forgiven of the first servant in this account is ridiculous. We might translate it zillions. And he says, give me time that I may pay it back. And note what the master does. He says, okay, out of pity, I'm just wiping it out. You don't have to pay me back. He forgives it. And it's worth commenting here that that forgiveness is always costly. It's remarkable what the master did. He forgave him. He didn't require him to pay it back. And it wasn't like that was costless to the master. It cost him the amount of money. He had to eat that cost. Forgiveness always, in that sense, is a burden or a loss on the part of the one who forgives. But of course, what we're supposed to pay attention to is the severity of the debt on the part of this person. Then when he goes to his fellow servant and demands he pay him back, and his fellow servant does exactly what he did before his master, we're supposed to notice the insignificance of the debt owed to him in comparison to what he owed his master. And I think what this parable is meant to teach us is Jesus is building a community of people who they focus on what they have owed God. They focus on the severity of their own debt to God, such that when they think of other people's possible debt to them, it pales in comparison. It's nothing. We're called to be a people who constantly marvel at how great our sin is and how great the forgiveness that God has extended to us in Jesus is, so that we can be a community that passes that forgiveness on to others and doesn't exact from others what they owe us, and maybe even what they rightly owe us, because we know what they owe us is nothing compared to what we owe God. Forgiveness is a choice not to demand recompense, to eat the cost, to be like Jesus himself who bore the burden. Obviously, we're bearing a much smaller burden, but nonetheless, we are bearing that burden and extending that and building a community of that kind of forgiveness and debt cancellation. To forgive someone, we should say, Jesus is telling us, to forgive someone is to bear one of the costs of being a disciple. In fact, to forgive someone is to take up a cross. It is to bear something. And Jesus is teaching that in this section. And then, of course, it's worth underlining what he says at the end. My heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. I think it's important to note that from the heart doesn't mean with your emotions. I don't think Jesus would mean that. I think from the heart in this case means that's your will, that's your decision, that's your commitment. And I think he knows that by his grace that the emotions appropriate to that will follow. But he does warn, if you don't choose to forgive the debts of others and focus on the greatness of the debt that you owe God that's been canceled, then God won't forgive you. So we end with this very somber warning. But may we celebrate the possibility of forgiveness that has come to pass in human history because of the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may we be those who receive that forgiveness from him and build communities that pass that forgiveness on back and forth among ourselves and to the world. Amen.